There are many events taking place at AirVenture 2010 this year, including a wedding. EAA Radio's Bob Collins talked with Michael Regan and Karen Bennett about their Oshkosh love story.
Well, it was coming to Oshkosh that I had a chance to re-meet Karen, who I hadn't seen in many, many years, and so kind of stuck as being part of an Oshkosh experience. Hmm.
Tell me about that. Haven't seen it many, many years. There's a deep, dark story there I can tell.
Karen's family and my family know each other very well. Our fathers served together in the Army in France, became very close family friends, and when we were kids, we saw each other quite a bit. And I think the last time I saw Karen was at your bat mitzvah, and so that was quite a while ago, and we just, life takes over, and everybody goes their separate ways, and then about 4.5 years ago, Karen's mother and my father conspired to hook us up. And at the time, Karen was living in Detroit. I was living down in Maryland. And I said to my dad, he sent me a picture of her. And I was like, well, who is this picture you're sending me? He says, oh, that's Karen. You know, you guys knew each other when you were kids. You guys should talk. So I said, Dad, okay, doesn't she live in Detroit? Oh, yeah, she lives in Detroit. But, you know, should at least talk to her. You know, you guys were friends when you were kids. Go talk to her. All right, I'll think about it. So weeks went by, and I decided just to shoot Karen an email. Hi, how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a long time.
Would you like to get married?
Yeah, exactly. So we just emailed back and forth, and we started talking on the phone, and it was just very pleasant. And I really had no desire to come out and see her. And I was coming out to Oshkosh with a few buddies, and I said, well, would you mind if we stopped through Detroit for the night as opposed to just going straight in? And because I wanted to meet up with an old friend, and they said, sure, why not? So that was how we ended up getting together. We met, she picked us up at the airport, and Karen and I went out that evening, really just on a friendly get-together, and we just hit it off, and we've been dating ever since.
So did you tell everyone else to go on ahead to Oshkosh?
Yeah.
We were about to.
Catch you later. Yeah. And were you from Michigan originally, or where,
no.
Where did you know each other as kids?
Our parents were stationed together in the Army before we were born. So
overseas?
They always, yes, over in France. And so they always kept in touch. So I went to Maryland where he was living for his brother's bar mitzvah when I was 10. And then their family came up and saw us. And just through the years, we always kept in touch, our families, our mothers mostly. And just sort of kept us in touch. We always saw pictures. I'm sure they saw pictures of us and what everybody's doing. And I come from a family of three girls. He comes from a family of three boys. So I'm sure we kept in closer contact with them than they did with us.
It was destiny.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what our parents think.
When we were kids, because Karen of the three sisters is definitely the most of the...
Okay, you don't really want to.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to get your I don't want to get you in trouble with your sisters, but to me, she's the most attractive of the three. And as my brother, my younger brother, who's just a year and a half younger than me, so we always used to fight over who got to sit next to Karen when we were kids.
And I was actually torn between the two of them, I have to say, you know.
I
do admit.
So there's two other sisters.
Right.
And you have a brother.
I have two brothers.
Two brothers and
yeah.
Two sisters.
Yeah.
I know, it just is not going to work out that way.
That would almost be too cute.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, really. And so do you have an aviation background that gives you an interest in this sort of stuff?
No, no aviation background.
In this sort
of
stuff?
Sure, yeah. I've been to Oshkosh. This is my fourth year at Oshkosh.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy it. It's vacation time. It's relaxed, and you can't be around a greater group of guys, and mostly guys, people.
And where is your family now? Families spread out.
Everybody's spread out,
and they're all going to come in.
Yes.
Most of our family is making it in.
So when you said I'm going to get married in the North 40, we're going to get married in the North 40 of Oshkosh in the middle of July. What was the reaction?
Well, actually, it was Karen's idea because I proposed to her last year here at Oshkosh on the Ford Tri-Motor. I was able to work it out with the people over at the Tri-Motor to get our whole group on at one time, which they normally don't do. And as we took off and I was able to get out of my seat, our guys made sure we were up in the front and they filmed it. And I proposed to her on the Ford Tri-Motor. And
I turned around and 10 people were staring at us with cameras. And it was, it was quite an experience.
Yeah, even the pilot knew about it. and he had one of the FAA controllers. They were taking him up on right seat rides. Even he knew about it. He turns around. He's snapping pictures.
I'm the only one that had no idea what was going on.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, Karen...
So, tell me how that... I mean, let's recreate this moment. The Ford Tri-Motor, which presumably is loud as all get out...
Oh, it's loud.
...is taking off, and I don't know how high you are up, and did you get down on your knees and the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, I got down on one knee, and...
I was looking out the window while this was going on, because I was actually somewhat irritated with him before we got onto the Ford Tri-Motor, and it almost didn't happen.
Really?
So, yes, I was staring out the window, you know, grumbling to myself. Yeah.
Can't wait to get out of Oshkosh.
Exactly. I can't wait to get off this airplane. And yeah.
Away from this guy who's about to propose to me.
It's a long story.
Yeah,
but,
I'll bet.
Yeah, I turned around and there he was.
So,
you said.
On the ground, you know, I said to ask Karen later, I said, so, you know, where do you want to get married? And I'm thinking, like, we're going to go to Vegas or, you know, something interesting. He says, why don't we just get married here? I was like, why? She says, because all our friends are here. We come here every year. We love being here. Why not just get married here? Okay. Don't twist my arm too hard. We'll figure it out. We'll do it.
Now, I always think of these people I see, you know, like at sports events that ask a woman to marry them, and they put it on the big jumbotron. And I always think, what if they said no? But, I mean, was there any possibility that you were going to say no in this?
I was very nervous that she was going to say no, because
really?
we've both been married before, and Karen and I have been very good together for, you know, the previous 3 years, and, you know, happily living together and enjoying life together, and what was the reason to get married? Mm-hmm. And to Karen, being married, you know, I think up until it really hit her, it was, oh, it's just a piece of paper, you know, what's the big deal? But I think the reality hit when I proposed to her that, hey, this is it.
What's involved in planning a wedding at Oshkosh? Is it harder or easier than...
Well,
it's
nerve-wracking. It is nerve-wracking because your choice of caterers is one, because they have to be under contract with the AAA. There is, like, one baker in the entire city of Oshkosh. There is, you know, your choices are very limited. So, actually, from that respect, it was quite simple. We didn't have to really choose much.
Yeah.
But... You know, being out here, there were other logistics involved, like getting everybody out here and handling all that.
You know, we've been sweating for the last couple of days because of the weather here, and there was a possibility that the Bonanza Group was not going to set up their tent, which is where everybody was coming out to for the wedding, because the Bonanza Group was good enough to let us use their tent. I know a few of the guys who fly in with that group.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden we got hit with this 2 days ago. What if they don't set up the tent? Where's everybody going to go? Because we do have people coming in from out of town who are not Oshkosh people or aviation buffs by any means. So how are we going to get all these people coordinated to go to a whole new location? Fortunately, it's all worked out.
So the condition over there is not going to be a showstopper?
They actually did move the Bonanza tent to the top of the North 40, and we're going ahead as planned.
You have a 7A, RV7A?
I had an RV7A that I built, and I sold it last year.
You did.
And I bought an RV4, and it was built back in 95, and decided to completely strip out everything on the inside of it and rebuild it. Put a whole new glass panel into it, and a new interior, and just a sharp-looking airplane now.
Which do you like better?
You know, everybody asks that, but the reality is they both have their little nuances that make some things better from one to the other, but... When you balance it out, they're both great airplanes. I could not pick which one I like better. I would say for traveling, though, which when I travel with Karen, I think Karen prefers the side-by-side, as I do as well. So for a traveling perspective, the 7A was a great airplane.
Okay, this is a test. RV7, RV4, Karen.
Oh, RV7.
Oh, boy.
Oh, if he has to pick? Ah, yeah, all right.
Boy, let me think about this one for a minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, obviously I would take Karen. Karen's wearing half an RV7 on her finger.
Hey, after the trip in the RV4, I almost traded it back, okay?
With the joys of marriage just around the corner here at Oshkosh, one never knows what to expect. For EAA Radio, this has been a special field interview with Bob Collins.